Aloha, and I'm River Cindy Pauls talking today about energy, frequencies, and how it works and translates into what we're doing and what we want to do in our life. This ties in with so many aspects of our living, and it's shaded by things such as astrology and also energy work. And knowing what you're attracted to and what you feel natural doing and what you agree with and what you don't agree with and what you're drawn to and what you're repulsed by, a lot of this has to do with our particular frequency and our energies. As we advance in our society and evolvement, we're learning a lot about frequencies and energies. In fact, there's even a lot more energy work being done in music and work being done on that as well. I wrote a poem about this. How do we translate what the heart really needs? How do we listen when the spirit speaks? How do we know what really matters to us most? While we trust the soul within us to be shown. So we ask for signs. If we search, we find some peace of mind when we look inside. We translate light by the perspective defined by our energy combined with the frequencies in what we seek to find. Energy can be captured and molded to inform the way we translate what we wish to explore. Listen. Listen close to perceive how spirit translates its energy to us eternally. Now, the easiest way to describe this is to talk about a rainbow. And if we took that concept of a rainbow, just visualize a beautiful rainbow and see all the different rays of colors and the beauty in the way that they work. And what is that rainbow really reflecting? It's reflecting the energies and the frequencies of energies that are colors. There are vibrations of energies with every color translated into sound as well. So when we hear certain music that really makes us feel wonderful, it has a frequency or an energy that aligns with our own energy. Now, this might describe why we don't necessarily understand the Indian music or the Asian music or the atonal music. We like music that we've kind of heard and grown up with in America for Americans. However, if we were from another country, we might really not relate to that. So we all have things we understand vibrationally, with colors, with sound, with frequencies. And in the way we meditate and what spiritual path we follow as well. Why do some people like Buddhism? Why do some people follow Christianity? Why do some people follow the Islamic path? Why do some people want to be following that mystical path or following Judaism? This all has to do with what our not only energy and frequencies are and our astrological sign, but also where we live and our karmic energy. So it gets complex, but complex isn't necessarily a subject. I want to delve into why it's complex. I'd like to simplify that, but talk a little bit about these seven rays, which was discussed by Madame Blavatsky, who fascinates me. H.B. Blavatsky was an amazingly enlightened woman with the Theosophy movement. She was brilliant. And it was followed up by the teachings of Alice Bailey in her books, where she did teachings on the seven rays. And it was also developed by Ernest Wood. So you can look at some of their teachings if you want to go into this more deeply. But why seven rays? Why not 10 or 12? Some people do say there are more rays. I've seen books on that. But the number seven features prominently in the human perception of structure of the world. There are seven colors in the rainbow, right? There's seven notes in an octave. There's seven major planes of existence in occult cosmology, and seven subplanes of existence. There's 7 days in a week. So there's seven sisters of Pleiades, seven rishis of the Great Bear, seven spirits before the throne of God. All are essentially living forces carrying the one life into expression. Seven great interpreters of the one essence as it takes on form. I'm going to be using information that comes from Lucis Trust and Alice Bailey's books in this next area, because I think that she really understood how to go into this in a pretty interesting way. And it might help you to understand what you're relating to in your life. You know, we all have these seven rays, but we kind of are drawn to one of them. Now, the first ray is the energy of will, purpose, or power. Essentially the will of deity, God. This ray is such intense energy that it's called the ray of the destroyer. Now, it can be said, what, the destroyer? But that isn't around a lot. But it is a ray that has courage, and, you know, it's something where you have that power, you're brave, you know. You've probably known people, maybe in the military with that. That a lot of people who are in a first ray are statesmen or with the government. So that is the first ray. Then there is the second ray, which is the energy of love, wisdom. That's the desire or love of deity or God. I have that second ray aspect in me. We're not talking about the emotions here, but the desire of the law of attraction, the capacity to draw that which you love to your heart and to love others. It's a bond of coherence, which works through creation of forms on every level, all the way from a rock and crystals to the solar system. That's all part of the love, the unconditional love of the Creator. Now, this also can be seen in how it manifests in some of the lower energies as religion. Krishna said, whatever path men travel is my path. No matter where they walk, it leads to me. But of course, that would, if you read it, not hearing that it was from Krishna, you'd think it would also be from what people say of Christ, right? But that's that energy. So then there's the third ray, the active intelligence. You know those intelligent types? Oh my gosh, the mental, right? Communication, which I do a lot of. Radio, which I do a lot of. So I guess I have some third ray. People who work in that the energy of travel, which I happen to have a travel show, so that falls right into that. And there's an aspect of that energy, the third ray, that Buddha said, be a lamp unto yourselves. Hold fast to the truth. As a lamp, look not for refuge in anyone beside yourself. So this is, even though we said religion, look at this. This is what I say in many of my talks and following the paths of metaphysics and mysticism. As you go inside and you get the information from the source, the highest source, and you put that into your work and your life. The fourth ray is the energy of harmony through conflict. Doesn't that sound interesting? Harmony through conflict? Almost Zen-like. But it uses beauty and works towards harmonizing conflict through beauty. This is good for peacemakers, for people who are artists and people who are working in music to try to bring peace to the world and harmony to the world. So it also could be for people who are architects and plan for cities, and it could be masonry also. So this, we go to the quote here of Julian of Norwich. He was a mystic, a 14th century mystic. And he said, "All shall be well, and all shall be well. All manner of things shall be well." Now, that's a statement that's our statement of harmony. That in time that prevails when conflict has exhausted itself, we hope and pray always that that comes with peace, right? Then there's the fifth ray, an energy of concrete knowledge or science. And science, of course, is led to man's comprehension of the natural world because it operates on the plane of higher and lower mind, and because man is literally one who thinks. The fifth ray has special significance to humanity. The higher expression of this being science of the soul, esoteric psychology, the lower being, of course, there's the people who want to be in educational systems and science and that. And a quote on that one from Buddha, kind of the essence of the fifth ray is, believe nothing, no matter where you read it, or who has said it, not even if I have said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense. Again, that really relates to how I believe in metaphysics and mysticism, going back to going within, finding out from the source. The sixth ray is an interesting one. It's the energy of idealism, devotion. It's relating to the reality behind the form. To go past the illusion of the veil and Maya. There's a lot of interest in the magical realms. Christ hinted this when he said, greater things than I have done, ye shall do. Einstein also touched on this, about talking about penetrating beyond the outer realms, when he said, the most beautiful and deepest experience a man can have is a sense of the mysterious. It's the underlying principle of religion, as well as all serious endeavor in art and science. So that's an expression sometimes expressed through Christianity and some diversified religions. It also can be churches and organized religions. Jesus was a six-ray master who said, whosoever would find his life must lose it for my sake. And that has, of course, a deeper meaning of giving up the lower energy and the getting to that higher energy and understanding that Christ energy light. And the seventh ray, the final ray, is the energy of ceremonial order. And it deals with the inner quality and the outer tangible form of appearance. It deals with also the etheric levels and governs the magical world. Spiritualizing informs the higher expression is white magic. And it can be in the lower expression, spiritualism. The essence of the seventh ray, in the familiar term of Hermes, says, as above, so below. And with the seventh ray, there's been many people who have looked at this wholeness of flowing movement, the hologram, right? And how that works. God is love is the truth, for love is the basis law of the solar system. And that resonates with this. Now, that's just that. I mean, it also ties in with astrology. It ties in with astronomy and, as I said, many other things. But how does this relate to you? Let's take a moment and ponder that. What is your sound frequency? And that relates that frequency to your color and to your ray and to everything you are. If you were just to wake up in the morning and you were to say om or a tone, it's been found that most often that tone that is the real you, right out of sleep or meditation, is the sound or the note that also relates to your sound and note. What is it when you go into meditation that you resonate with? Think of the word. Ponder. Resonate. It's an amazing word. Resonating is carrying that frequency. It's carrying those tones. It's being in harmony. It's blending that way you express yourself. Now, when I meditate, I ask for spirit to be present, and that word presence is huge. Maybe bigger, is there bigger than all caps? And the way I translate that spirit presence is through writing in words. And then taking it many times into music, not always, because some of these messages I get aren't really right for music. Now, for some people, when they meditate, the creative way that will translate might be for art, doing a beautiful piece of artwork or an abstract piece of artwork. For some people, it may be inspiration on a book you want to write or a blog you want to do. Or it may be finding a way to express yourself in some other way. But when you meditate, and you go deep, deep within, and you ask and go to that place of your soul, and you ask and you listen, what do you feel is coming to you? And how does it wish to express? This is an important question, inspiration. When you're in meditation, how do you get guided by spirit? And when you find that resonance, when you find what works, this can really be a fabulous tool to use in your life to create what you want to create with ease. Because you're flowing with the power of your soul. You're flowing with what you resonate with. You will be guided easily because a lot of the times when you're in a particular soul energy, your guides are also present in that soul energy. Let's just do a brief meditation here. And let's get comfortable and turn off the outside world and any distractions. And let's just breathe. Breathing in, holding it, breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out. Deep breaths in, holding it, and just in that pause, be present. And let that energy breathe out. Another number 7 chakras. Let it go, that energy, through all the colors of your 7 chakras. Just relax and get comfortable. And as I always suggest doing, extend your light upwards, high, 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 about 6 feet above you, and allow that energy to come through your entire body and down through you and out 6 feet below you, to the right of you and the left of you, 6 feet, 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet behind you. You now are encapsulated in a perfect shield and armor of wonderful white light, and you are safe and protected here. And from here, let's just go into your heart of hearts. be, just be present. Allow everything to go and just be. Feel the breath within the breath. Feel the energy pouring through you from the soul. Follow that energy up to your soul level and go into a beautiful golden room, the room of your soul, and be still and listen. Ask for your energy frequency and what you're attracted to, your color. What color of the rainbow do you like most? Bathe in that color that is your color. Right now, I am bathing in purple, just surrounding myself in that royal ultraviolet seventh ray magic purple. Maybe your color's green. See yourself in a field of green. Or blue, that lovely blue of a pond that is just so lovely, that would be your throat chakra energy. Perhaps it's gold, the third chakra. Just allow that gold to irradiate and completely surround that gold in all aspects of your being, in your mind, in your crown chakra. Gold is also present. Just embrace gold. And then for your second chakra, maybe you're a feeling person with that devotion. Just allow yourself to feel that light of that peach-colored orange ray. And feel how good that feels, that ray of peach that's so full of love. And then there's that lovely red seventh chakra ray, the will. And allow that energy to completely energize you, and know that you can ask for the will of God to pour through you to follow that energy. And now just see all of these beautiful rainbow colors radiating out around your aura. Feel the healing energy of all these wonderful higher frequencies of color. Breathe them in, absorb them, be them. And now take a moment and ask for your soul to let you know what you are supposed to use with these energies, your color, your sound, your frequency, to translate into something that is close to your soul purpose in life. What do you feel attracted to most and inspired by in your life? Breathe that energy in, just be with it. And now carry it back slowly into your conscious mind through that lovely bridge of Antikarana. And ask for that energy to be translated from spirit to your mind, where you can actually come out of meditation and remember and write it down. And also maybe from this meditation time, as we slowly come out, you will find that a message comes to you from your higher self. You may not even know what it is, but if you pick up a piece of paper or your phone or at the computer, you know, Word doc, just see what comes out. Allow spirit to translate through you with a message. Sometimes I don't even know what's going to come until I just start. So Just slowly allow yourself to come back and feel re-energized, renewed, restored. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. And thank your soul. And thank God. And thank all of your highest inspiring parts of yourself for being here in this presence of spirit. And ask spirit to be with you still as you translate what comes out from this meditation from spirit into your mind. I thank you so much for taking the time to experience these energy frequencies and these colors and for being there in the soul. God bless you, and may you always be blessed with the highest light of all of the greatest frequencies you carry.